Summer is flying by, and if your calendar looks anything like mine, it's packed with plans to squeeze in before the season ends. But more plans mean you need more energy, not more complicated steps in your morning routine. Grüns can help make your morning a little simpler. It's a convenient, comprehensive formula in one delicious daily pack of gummy bears. It isn't a multivitamin, a greens gummy, or a prebiotic. It's all those things, and then some. It's a fraction of the price. You get over 20 bioavailable vitamins and minerals, and the ingredients are backed by over 35,000 research publications. Instead of choking down earthy powders or swallowing a handful of oversized pills, you just open one daily pack of Grüns. Plus, they taste great, so you actually remember to take them every single day. Even better, each pack delivers 6 full grams of prebiotic fiber, which is 3 times the fiber of standard greens powders and equivalent to over 2 cups of broccoli. Save up to 52% off with code HOURS at Grüns.co. That's code HOURS at GRUNS.co.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Wow, thank you. For 88 days, I have stood before you and said we would work tirelessly to bring Jamie Kloss home. Today, I can report we have done just that.
13-year-old Jamie Kloss was found alive 88 days after a stranger kidnapped her from her Wisconsin home.
I was crying and talking, and he's like, "What is wrong?" I go, "Jamie's found."
It's unbelievable. It is miraculous.
Jamie is the hero in this case. There's no question about it. She's the one that helped us break the case. It's amazing the will of that 13-year-old girl to survive and escape.
I was finishing my walk right at the end of my driveway and Jamie was coming towards me. She just said, "I'm lost. I don't know where I am." I knew she needed help, so I knew I needed to get her out of the cold. I knew I needed to get her to a safe place.
The sheriff and the detective showed up and they gave us that news and we cried in happy tears and cried.
He targeted Jamie. Jake Patterson is a 21-year-old male with no criminal history.
Nothing.
Nothing.
What questions do you want answered?
Why? Why did Mr. Patterson pick Jamie? This was truly a community, a country coming together for one purpose. Solving this is the will of a 13-year-old girl. Solving this case and coming home and saying enough is enough.
Think of the positive impact this child has already made on our world. The talk of hope, the talk of love, the talk of faith, the talk of family. Jamie has already made such an impression on this world.
My kids got an extra hug last night when I got home.
Her Christmas presents are all waiting for her from me, and her stocking. It's all waiting downstairs.
This guy tried to do his best to beat us, and he just didn't.
I jumped up and started jumping up and down.
There were glasses clinking and bottles clinking and hugs and kisses. And
what a brave kid.
Jamie's found. She's safe. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. She's a survivor. Yes, she's our little survivor. She's been through a lot.
It's been nearly 48 hours since Jamie Kloss stunned the world by escaping the horrors of her captivity here in northern Wisconsin. Real questions remain, but today, the answers began trickling in.
We're still in the active stages of the investigation. We're still serving the search warrant.
Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald led the nearly 3-month investigation into the disappearance of Jamie Kloss from her home in Barron County, Wisconsin. Under arrest is 21-year-old Jake Thomas Patterson, who allegedly murdered Jamie's parents Denise and James Kloss and abducted Jamie, a teenager whose life revolved around ice skating, volleyball, and her dog Molly.
It's the will of a 13-year-old girl is what broke this case.
It was late Thursday afternoon that Jamie escaped from a rural, isolated home in the town of Gordon, 77 miles north of Jamie's home. Authorities believe Jake Patterson had imprisoned her there, and today, Patterson is in a cell at the Barron County Justice Center. His public defenders call it a tragic situation.
The report I got is he was sitting in his cell, looking at the wall all by himself.
Patterson is expected to be charged Monday with two counts of homicide and one count of kidnapping.
Last night, we were actually able to bring her home to Barron County. That's been the goal of mine for 88 days, and we got to bring her home.
Jamie's ordeal began last October 15th, when a strange 911 call alerted authorities that something was amiss at the Kloss home on Highway 8 in Barron.
The 911 call is very inaudible. You can't hear words. You hear yelling or maybe a scream.
Do you hear a gunshot on the 911 tape?
No, you do not. You hear a lot of movement. You don't hear a lot of words.
How long is the 911 tape and how does it end?
48 seconds, and it ends by getting hung up. The time from the 911 call until our deputies arrive is less than 4 minutes.
Sheriff Fitzgerald's investigators now believe it was Jake Patterson who used a shotgun to blow through the front door here at the Kloss household before turning the weapon on Jamie's parents.
We think this was well planned out. He targeted Jamie. He prepared himself to try to beat the forensics of law enforcement.
Sheriff Fitzgerald says Patterson left no fingerprints behind and no obvious clues. And Fitzgerald says Patterson hit his trail so well that originally investigators were convinced the true targets were Jamie's parents.
We really keyed on the parents because Jamie was an innocent 13-year-old girl.
Denise and James Kloss were supervisors at a local turkey processing plant, and detectives suspected a disgruntled worker may have killed them.
We actually thought that Denise or James had to be the target. This had to be a revenge or something like that.
A rage killing.
It turned out that Jake Patterson did have a connection to the turkey plant, but a tenuous one. He worked there exactly one day 3 years ago. Investigators don't believe it has any relevance, so for now, there remains a giant hole at the heart of this investigation, the link between Jamie and her alleged abductor.
Why the heck did this happen?
Yeah, the million-dollar question. I'd love to know the answer to that.
Sheriff Fitzgerald's investigators had already done a forensic sweep of all the Kloss family cell phones and computers and found no connection to Jake Patterson. Authorities are now searching through Patterson's phones and computers and this car he was driving in when arrested.
She gave details, we understand, of the vehicle that Jake Patterson used, which resulted in the car being pulled over. Is that true?
Yes. Yep.
Justin Tolomeo is a special agent for the FBI, and Brian O'Keefe runs Wisconsin's Division of Criminal Investigation.
This is the nightmare case that we all, as parents, family, friends, members, dread, that there's a potential of somebody out there who commits acts of violence and takes your children.
I don't know that we can ever put reason to evil.
Jake Patterson is something of a cipher. He was voted the quietest person in his high school class in his hometown of Gordon. Reportedly, Patterson's parents separated years ago. Authorities say Jake was living in the house alone, and that's where they say they found a shotgun believed to be the murder weapon.
Have you been given any details? Was she kept in a locked room? Was she bound? Was she properly fed? Did she ever get outdoors? Do you have any details?
I don't think we can get into that right now.
Are you talking to neighbors? Would he go to the grocery store? What were his habits?
Yeah.
What do you know about this guy?
Well, there's not much up in Gordon. A couple gas stations and a couple bars in Gordon, if that. So it's a very, very small town.
At J&K's halfway house bar and grill, there was a lot of talk about Jake Patterson.
Everybody's been talking exclusively about this, and nobody knew Jake or his family, which is extremely rare, because everybody knows everybody here.
Patterson had no job anyone knows of, was never in trouble with the law. And most perplexing for authorities, Patterson has no obvious link to Jamie Kloss.
This is a true mystery. We believe the first time they met was the night of the incident.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home. And with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Today's episode is brought to you by Mercury, radically different banking loved by over 300,000 entrepreneurs. You don't use floppy disks. You don't communicate by fax. You don't use outdated software to ship products. So why are you banking like you do? For ages, traditional banking has stood still, forcing people and businesses to adapt to its slow, clunky process. Mercury was designed to end that. It's radically different banking. Fast, elegant, and it works the way you'd expect best-in-class software to work. You can accomplish just about anything in a couple of clicks. No fighting systems from the 1960s, in-person visits, or phone tag. And no nickel and diming. Because if you don't accept mediocre tools anywhere else in your work or life, why would you accept them for something as important as your money? Head to Mercury.com to apply in minutes and join over 300,000 founders who love Mercury. Mercury is a fintech company, not an FDIC-insured bank. Banking services provided through Choice Financial Group and Column NA, members FDIC.
This past Wednesday, January 9th, Jamie Kloss's aunt Jennifer Smith marked the 87th day since her niece went missing on social media, just like she had done almost daily since that terrible day in October.
My heart was shattered. Left a hole in our heart, and we just wanted to find her, and I just had hope that she was alive out there somewhere and we'd get her home. I knew she was close, and I never gave up that hope.
Waiting at home for Jamie, when she did come home, would be her beloved dog, Molly, and unopened Christmas presents.
I said these presents are going to sit right here and wait for Jamie to come home and her stocking, and I have them all laid out downstairs.
This is your office?
Yeah, this is the hub.
Diane Tremblay, the Barron School District Jamie Superintendent, says it's that unrelenting hope that kept Jamie's classmates, and the rest of the community going in the face of tragedy.
Was there ever a moment you gave up hope?
Never. Honestly, hope was always on our side.
Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
I said I would never give up hope, but it crossed my mind. But then things like the Christmas tree and Facebook posts. There must be a way. And kids at that middle school where she went singing songs and having hope. And making signs and thanking us for their work. So you can't give up when a sixth grader says don't give up. You just can't give up.
On Thursday, the 88th day of Jamie's disappearance, a woman walking her dog here in Gordon, Wisconsin, had unwittingly proved that all that optimism had not been unfounded.
It was just amazing that I was there at the time she needed somebody.
Around 4:30 p.m., as Jeannie Nutter and her dog Henry reached the end of her driveway, a young girl, described as thin and disheveled, approached her and told her she was Jamie Kloss.
All I could say to myself is be calm, keep her calm. She just said, I'm lost, I don't know where I am. She said, I don't know where I am a couple of times. I explained, you're in Gordon, Wisconsin. So I said, Jamie, you're really only an hour and a half or so from home, if that gives you some perspective, because she had no idea where she was.
There were indications she had been held captive in a nearby cabin and had somehow managed to escape. Jeannie's old instincts as a former social worker kicked into high gear.
I knew she needed help, and I knew I needed to get her to a safe place, and that's just what I did.
Peter and Kristen Kosinskis were home with their children when someone came to the door.
Then I heard the neighbor knocking on our door, and she opened the door, and the dog came in. And then right after the dog came in, she came in with Jamie and said, this is Jamie Kloss, call 911. I mean, it blew my mind.
Peter and Kristen say they knew immediately that it was really her.
Immediately, it was no doubt in my mind, it was 100% her. We've been seeing her for so long, billboards, commercials, all this stuff, and it was like I was seeing a ghost in front of me. So it was a huge shock.
I knew it was real, so I just went to the phone, grabbed the phone, and I was pleading with the person on that line saying, this is not fake, this is real. This is real, she is here.
While they waited for the police to arrive, Jamie shared some details of her ordeal.
She told us that she was very well hidden. She said that other people would come to the house, but she would have to be hidden. I don't know how he kept her so under wraps for so long. It just kills me that she was four doors down and we didn't know. Not that we would have ever known or could have ever known, but it just kills me that she was that close.
But now that she was safe in their home, the couple tried to offer Jamie whatever comfort they could.
We offered her water and something to eat. She said no. And then she was sitting on our couch and she looked frozen. And I said, are you cold? She said no. I said, well, I'm gonna put this blanket on you. If you don't want it, you can take it off. But she stayed there underneath that until the police arrived.
Jamie's aunt, Jennifer Smith, got a call from a reporter that she had heard Jamie had been found.
She said, Jen, I think it's true.
Jennifer was hesitant to believe it because a similar rumor had circulated online that had not been true.
And I said, oh, I just had a false 20 minutes ago. I can't do another one, please. And then 20 minutes later, the sheriff and the detective showed up at my house and they were both smiling. So I knew it had to have been something good.
That was a pretty great hug. When you got to tell the aunt she's coming home.
Diane Tremblay says it was the news they had all been praying for.
What a glorious day. This will certainly never be forgotten. It has been 88 days of hope for her safe return, 88 days of prayers for Jamie.
It's unbelievable. It is miraculous.
Tremblay especially marvels at the bravery of this young girl who had often been described as shy and timid.
It's hard to speak to because unless you've actually been in her place, is courageous even a big enough word? Extraordinary, courageous, brave.
We want to thank Jamie for being so courageous and for achieving an opportunity to find her way back to us. What an extraordinary young lady.
After waiting hours to reunite with her niece.
Oh, it's driving me crazy. I mean, I just got to see her. I just got to give her that hug.
Jennifer Smith was at long last reunited with Jamie yesterday afternoon. Jennifer was finally able to post happy news on Facebook.
Everybody's just so happy and excited that she's been found. The whole community has come together. She's loved by everybody and by complete strangers.
Jamie Kloss has come home to Barron, but it will be a different life. Jamie's parents are gone, and Jennifer will now have to help raise her sister's child.
I will be a stronger person, and I will help Jamie, guide her, and get her through everything. I will do this also for my sister, because she will be able to rest in peace, and I know that's what she would want.
There are challenges ahead, But the one thing that almost seems certain is that Jamie Kloss will have all the support and love she needs.
My hope for Jamie is that she will recover and we'll get through this together. And we will grieve together for her mom and dad. We will get her through this. She's a survivor. Yes, she's our little survivor.
True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
Summer adds up fast. A trip here, a dinner there, a couple of outdoor concerts. With all the extra expenses this season brings, it's easy to wonder if you're getting the most out of your money. That's why you need to check out Chime. They are completely changing the game with rewarding, fee-free banking, meaning no monthly fees, no minimum balance requirements, and absolutely no overdraft fees. My younger self definitely could have benefited from that. It gets better, too. You can get 5% cash back on your Chime card in a category of your choice. I'm talking everyday purchases like gas or groceries, all while building your credit through everyday spending with no credit check required. Plus, your savings grow faster with an interest rate that's 9 times the national average. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free with America's number one choice for banking. Head to chime.com/48hours. That's chime.com/48hours. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes. Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Barron, Wisconsin is on a high. The town can finally exhale after 88 agonizing days of mounting pressure, sleepless nights, and dashed hopes, starting on that terrible October night.
I've been doing this for over 20 years, and it's a crime scene like you rarely see. It's going to take a toll on our people.
No one could grasp the cruelty of a double murder and kidnapping of an innocent 13-year-old girl. Even seasoned investigators were baffled, says Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
We don't know why, how, we don't know who made the 911 call.
Scary. And you don't know what to expect anymore, no matter where you're at.
Law enforcement launched a massive search for the 5-foot, 100-pound Jamie Kloss.
We've searched the school, we've met with her friends, working with anybody that may have any bit of information.
That afternoon, authorities issued a statewide Amber Alert.
We have a 13-year-old girl has vanished, and we need to get a hold of her to make sure she's okay.
We all have the same goal in mind, and that is to bring Jamie home.
The entire community joined in prayer and hope.
We will overcome.
I'm hoping and praying with God's help and the community that we all rally around each other and help find this girl and bring her home.
But it was not looking very hopeful.
We don't have any leads at this time.
At day's end, Sheriff Fitzgerald sent out an urgent plea for help to the people of Barron.
The public should share the photo. They should share a Facebook page. They should share this newscast, whatever it is. Anybody that can get information about where she might be.
Slowly, the world began to learn a little bit about the eighth grader who disappeared without a trace. Her aunt and godmother, Jennifer Smith.
If Jamie is the sweetest little girl, she wouldn't hurt a soul.
A sentiment echoed by the school superintendent, Diane Tremblay.
Jamie wrote on one of her assignments, in response to the question, what would you do if you were given $1 million? She said, feed the hungry and give the rest to the poor.
Sheriff Fitzgerald knew Jamie Kloss was in danger. He also knew time was of the essence.
Every second counts in this case.
Sheriff, have you questioned any people of interest?
We follow up on every tip.
The Sheriff's Department joined forces with law enforcement agencies across the country. More than 100 officers combed through neighborhoods and searched for clues. The Barron County Sheriff says they're using infrared technology and drones to help in their search. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Justin Tolomeo, offered the Bureau's full support.
The FBI, along with our law enforcement partners, is committed to finding Jamie quickly and ask for the public's help in making that happen.
Over 200 tips came flooding in. Jamie's Amber Alert webpage got 30,000 hits, and friends like Melissa Salmonson organized a prayer vigil.
Everyone's feeling very helpless right now.
Day 4, and still no leads. The sheriff asked for 100 volunteers to search the area.
Here, go ahead, next door. 6-7.
300 people showed up, and dozens had to be turned away.
I got granddaughters and a daughter, so I don't want this stuff to happen anymore.
The days wore on with no sign of the missing teenager, no sign of her abductor.
I'm terrified. I want to stay in my home where I know that I'm safe, that I can keep my baby safe.
Despite their fears, the people of this close-knit community kept hope alive. Tips kept coming in.
We've received over 1,300 tips in our community and from across the nation. We have closed 1,100 of those.
The FBI offered a $25,000 reward, an amount later doubled by Jenny O'Turkey, the Kloss's employer. The sheriff called upon more citizens to join in the investigation.
We are asking for about 2,000 volunteers to walk specific areas in or around the crime scene to help with our investigation.
They came in droves. They swarmed the area in line formation, through the woods, across the streams, and into the cornfields.
I believe she's still alive. I believe she's still out there, and the hope is what we're riding on, and that's what we're going to go with.
But in the middle of all this hope came a solemn reminder of what was lost. Two people who were deeply loved, James and Denise Kloss, Jamie's mom and dad.
Why? Why? They're normal people. Why would you? They don't bother nobody. They don't. They go to work. They go home. They're about their families.
As time passed, the leads dried up and the cold reality set in.
18 days into this investigation, still no suspect and no sign of Jamie Kloss.
Investigators who had set up shop in the command center started leaving town.
You know, we were averaging sometimes between 100 to 250 a day. Now we're down to that 25-ish range. So we need to scale back the operation itself from our 24/7 operation.
The story slowly slipped from the headlines, and life for the most part went back to normal. But the people of Barron never forgot Jamie Kloss.
Lord, Jamie's family has been searching for 77 days in great anguish for their loved one.
On day 77, people of all ages and walks of life called upon the spirit of Christmas to bring Jamie home. Jamie's uncle, Mike Kloss, addressed the crowd.
Our families, like you, we just want Jamie home.
That wish was about to come true.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
As news spread that Jamie Kloss was alive and safe,
88 days of holding on to the faith that our authorities would never give up, and they certainly did not.
Almost immediately, thoughts turned to another celebrated case.
When we hear that, you know, a Jamie has been found, how wonderful, what another miracle.
Ed Smart knows the anguish of waiting for a child to come home.
You know, night after night, you just want to wake up, and this is a bad dream, and it's going away.
It was 2002 when Ed's 14-year-old daughter, Elizabeth Smart, was snatched from her Utah bedroom. It was one of the most publicized and memorable child abductions.
We have not given up on you, Elizabeth. We're going to find you.
It took 9 months of searching and sorrow before the Smart family could celebrate Elizabeth's safe return.
They took me to this room, and when they opened the door and she was there, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
Elizabeth had been abducted by this man, Brian David Mitchell, whom the Smarts briefly hired to do work in their home. Mitchell and his wife held Elizabeth captive, hiding and disguised. These stories are indelible, and while rare, still too frequent for those involved. There was the case of John Paul Getty III, the grandson of oil tycoon J. Paul Getty, who was kidnapped in 1973 at the age of 16. The story was told in the movie All the Money in the World.
If I start paying ransoms, I'll have 14 kidnapped grandchildren.
Held by the mafia in Italy, his ear was chopped off. Eventually, a ransom was paid, and he was released 5 months later. Getty has since died.
Mom, Dad, I'm okay. I just hope that you'll do what they say, Dad, and just do it quickly.
In 1974, 19-year-old newspaper heir Patty Hearst was kidnapped by the California radical terrorist group, the Symbionese Liberation Army.
I have chosen to stay and fight.
A year and a half later, after being involved in a bank robbery, she was found during an FBI raid. Hearst served a 2-year prison sentence as questions swirled about whether she had willingly committed violent acts.
I'm a soldier in the People's Army.
Or was brainwashed.
I think about, you know, what it was that I had to do in order to survive. It's amazing what people can do to you.
Today, she is a wife, mother, and grandmother. Another missing child made news in 1991. 11-year-old J.C. Dugard was abducted on her way to school in California. She was hidden for nearly 2 decades by a couple, Philip and Nancy Garrido. Philip Garrido was a registered sex offender. J.C. lived behind a series of fences and tents, even giving birth to 2 children fathered by her abductor in this ramshackle backyard compound. Dugard was found when she was 29, after a parole officer noticed Garrido acting strangely. She now heads a foundation for families in trauma. Just today, she issued a message to Jamie Kloss, writing, "The road ahead will have many ups and downs. Allow yourself to grieve and move forward."
October 6, 2002 was a Sunday. It was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Sean was bored and asked if he could go out to play. He wanted to ride his bike to his friend's house, something that we had let him do, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of times before.
To me, he was just my sweet little boy.
The parents of Sean Hornbeck also know the pain of waiting after a child goes missing. Sean was 11 when he vanished in Missouri in 2002. It would take 4.5 years before Sean's parents learned what happened.
I didn't really know it was behind me. Next thing you know, I was in the ditch. That's when he picked me up, tied my hands behind my back, and put me in the truck. He had the gun. He had the power.
A random stranger, a child predator named Mike Devlin, abducted Sean.
The thing that sticks out the most is he said you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Sean's nightmare came to an end when Devlin kidnapped another boy, this time from a school bus stop. A witness helped law enforcement track down the vehicle Devlin drove, which led them to find both boys at Devlin's apartment. And then, the parents who didn't know if they'd ever see their son again laid eyes on Sean.
And that was just the most wonderful feeling that you could have.
And then it was like the waterworks were just on. There was no off button on it. It's like a water main broke.
Since then, Sean has mostly stayed out of the spotlight. He was last reported to be working in a factory with hopes of obtaining a college degree in criminal law. Of course, it's too soon to know how Jamie Kloss will now move on. Unlike these other cases, her parents will not be there to welcome her home.
I think it's going to be hard not having her parents there, but making the connections she can and finding the love and support from the community.
Ed Smart's daughter, Elizabeth, has rebuilt her life. She's now married with children. Speaking with Gail King this past September, Elizabeth Smart said part of her recovery involved letting go.
I don't feel that I could have moved forward in my life had I still been holding on to hate and anger inside me, because that would still be taking up a percentage of my soul.
And just hours after Jamie was found, Elizabeth had this advice for her.
There is no going back to who she was before she was kidnapped. It's not possible. It took me years to realize that I would never go back to being who I was before I was kidnapped. I'd say, you know, start looking for your new normal, because you can't go back to the old normal. That's gone.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 40% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I couldn't believe it. I remember I was sitting on the couch with my boyfriend and I just like gasped, and he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Jamie Kloss was found alive."
Kimber Biggs felt joy when she heard Jamie Kloss had come home, and a deep aching pain.
When something like this happens, does that give you renewed hope?
Somewhat.
She has always hoped to see her own sister Mikkel walk back in the door.
How would you describe Mikkel?
She was perfect. She was funny and smart.
Mikkel was a sixth grade honor student in Mesa, Arizona, who played clarinet and wanted to be a Disney animator when she grew up.
She was amazing to be around.
It was the evening of January 2nd, 1999. Kimber, then 9, Mikkel, 11, were outside playing. Mikkel had Kimber's bike as both waited for an ice cream truck.
Mikkel was riding my bike and she was doing big circles. And I said, well, I'm cold, I'm going inside. You know, I crossed the street and I remember I looked, I saw her riding, still doing big circles in the street. And that was the last time I saw her.
When Kimber went back outside, her bike was there, but Mikkel was gone. It took only 90 seconds.
The thing that sticks out most in my mind about that day is the bike in the road. You know, it was on its side, the tire was still spinning.
What followed was a blur of yellow ribbons in trees, cameras, and investigators questioning the 9-year-old.
I mean, it took 30 minutes for 1,000 people to be looking for her. And there was every news station and multiple police cars and people organizing search parties.
Abductions like Mikkel's are rare. Less than 1% of missing children are reported as having been abducted by a stranger.
This one immediately was different. From the get-go, it was different.
Mesa Police Detective Steve Berry, a patrol officer back then, joined the massive manhunt.
No one had seen anything. She just simply seemed to be gone without a trace.
Police will flood an area when a child is missing because they know that clock is ticking and it's ticking loudly.
Local print reporter Jim Walsh covered the story from the beginning and says investigators had very few leads and no physical evidence.
No one heard her cry, call out?
No, I never heard of anybody actually seeing anything or hearing anything.
There's a reason they say Mikkel Biggs vanished into thin air, because it looks like she did.
Police questioned everyone in the neighborhood, starting with Mikkel's own father, Darian.
To my knowledge, they never named anybody a suspect, but they looked pretty hard at him. I think part of it was his personality. Darren was more of an aloof person. Didn't mean that he didn't feel it inside, you know, but he was just a less demonstrative person.
But Darian Biggs was quickly cleared.
I was very angry. My heart was broken that my dad had to go through that on top of not having his little girl.
Investigators also questioned neighbors, including Dee Blaylock, who lived just 2 blocks away.
They knocked on his door, they spoke to him, they spoke to his wife. His wife gave an alibi to the effect that he was out in the garage watching the Cardinals game.
In an interview with a local news station, Blaylock appeared to be a law and order guy.
If you're my neighbor and I see that you're living next to me and I see something suspicious going on, I guarantee you, I'll be calling 911.
He was described as friendly and personable.
The police moved on and they kept looking.
And then on March 14, 2018, about 1,700 miles away, there was a glimmer of hope.
I was sitting at my desk one day when I got a phone call from a reporter in Wisconsin.
A dollar bill was turned into the Neenah, Wisconsin police by a man who said he found it in a stack of bills collected as payment for Girl Scout cookies. A child's scrawl on it caught his eye.
It said, my name is Mikkel Biggs, kidnapped from Mesa, I'm alive.
Did that give you hope? Did you think, is this possible?
It kind of did for a moment. It was hope, but then also I felt shattered, like, God, if she is alive, what is she going through? But I remember looking at it and the fact that her name was misspelled and the handwriting, it just didn't look like her handwriting. To me, it looked like someone trying to write like a child.
Why would someone do that?
I'm not sure. You know, there's some horrible people out there and I deal with quite a few of them on a regular basis.
But what felt like a promising lead quickly turned into another frustrating dead end. In any case, Kimber feels she knows who took her sister nearly 2 years after Mikkel vanished.
And I see something.
The neighbor who said he knew nothing, Dee Blaylock, was convicted of beating and raping a neighbor.
He allegedly made some comments while incarcerated in prison, tying back to this case. Needless to say, that stirred things up again.
Blaylock has repeatedly denied any involvement. There is no physical evidence to tie him to the crime.
That's what's one of the hardest things about this case. There's nothing to go on. And even though I do kind of feel that Dee Blaylock is responsible, you know, that's not good enough. I'm not going to settle for I think it's him.
January 2nd, 2019 marked 20 years since Mikkel Biggs was last seen, and Kimber is now the mother of a 6-year-old son.
Said, I'm a helicopter mom. If we're at the park and he goes behind the play structure, I get up so I can see him. I do not let him out of my sight.
In just 90 seconds, Kimber Biggs lost her sister and her childhood, and she still wants to know why.
I hope that she is alive and well and that we get her back. But, you know, then reality kicks in. And then I think, well, then my hopes need to just be that I know who took her and we find her body and give her, you know, the proper burial that she deserves.
I've realized lately that the products I use every single morning genuinely affect how I feel for the rest of the day. If something feels heavy, greasy, overly makeup-y, or complicated, I just stop reaching for it. That's why I've been loving Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection and enough coverage to make my skin look even and healthy, but it still looks like my skin. It has this really fresh, lived-in glow, and their lip and cheek tint has become one of those products I keep throwing on throughout the day because it makes me look instantly more awake and put together in like 10 seconds. The whole vibe just feels very effortless. Skin first, clean girl beauty, products that enhance your skin. If you've been wanting your routine to feel lighter, simpler, and more natural this summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's Sun Serum and Lip and Cheek Tints.
Confirmed it was her, you know, my leg started to shake, man. It was awesome.
We cried in happy tears and cried.
We needed this one.
This is the suspect currently in the Barron County Jail.
In these difficult days, so often laced with despair, we needed a miracle. And the 3,300 proud people of Barron, Wisconsin, never stopped believing, working, praying for one.
We have faith.
There must be a way to change the world.
The whole community has come together. She's loved by everybody.
Searching the cold woods and the winding country roads, the question blanketing the town, like winter's snow. Where was Jamie Kloss?
If you see anything of import, we're gonna yell stop.
I just knew. My heart kept telling me she was out there and close, and she was coming home in a matter of time.
88 days of frustration, 88 nights of fear. And then, out of the woods, came the child, dirty and dazed, hungry, and frightened, but alive.
I am so proud of her. She's a survivor. Yes, she's our little survivor.
Jamie Kloss liked jazz dance, volleyball, ice skating. But what she loved were her friends. What she loved most were her parents, Denise and James, two people of faith who worked side by side on a factory floor for 27 years, all to give Jamie a better life.
two people whose final moments make no sense and are too awful to contemplate. The heartbreak and the joy hit hardest for the families of 32,000 children under 18 still listed as missing. For them, the vigil continues. For them, the return of Jamie Kloss alive is a ray of hope. For the rest of us, it's a miracle, one we might not have known how badly we needed.
Paramount Plus is your streaming home for another unbelievable season of the NFL on CBS.
And here he goes.
Every Sunday.
Touchdown!
The most anticipated games.
Lamar going deep.
Oh, what a catch!
Football's biggest stars.
That's old-fashioned Josh Allen football.
And all the unforgettable moments.
There it is. This is history.
Sign up for Paramount Plus today and stream the NFL on CBS all season long.
See you Sunday.